So in this practice, I'm just going to ask you to breathe into your heart space. Come into a restful posture, first of all. And especially for those of you who haven't been with us before, when I explain a practice, you don't have to remember any of that. Just come to the practice, and I will speak each step of the practice when I perceive that it's time to move to the next step. So you don't have to recall anything, just prepare yourself. Anytime we're sitting down, even I'm talking, you know, begin the practice if you want to, just going into a restful state and developing a sense of inner awareness. In this practice, we want to enter a feeling stage in the heart. We want to experience a feeling or visceral sense of spaciousness. And if you have trouble entering a feeling sense of spaciousness, it's easy to recall a time. Use your memory as a tool to recall a time in which you experienced spaciousness. And that could be up on a mountaintop, out in a great field, laying under the stars at night, which could be great for this practice. And just, how does that feel like? What is it like to be out in a field? Recall a time in which you experienced it. And just allow your awareness to sink into deep space and breathe that back until you can feel what it was like to be in that expanded place of spaciousness. And that's the practice. You breathe a sense of spaciousness into the heart and let that begin emanating out from the heart. I view it much like waves, like that tanka on the board. There's just waves cascading out. And if other thoughts or feelings come up that distract me, I would just put them into the waves and let them go. Bye-bye. And breathe into spaciousness, feeling it again, letting that emanate out. Another thought comes up. Oh, here you go. Bye-bye. Thank you for showing today. I'm going to let you go for now. I have something else to do. And breathe into deeper spaciousness. Now, on the inverse, once I have developed a keen visceral sense of spaciousness, rather than continuing to let it breathe out on the out-breath, I breathe into a feeling sense of spaciousness on the in-breath, and then on the out-breath, I breathe that deeper into my heart center, my heart chakra, which is infinitely spacious. So I drive it deeper, my awareness deeper into that, and then breathe into that again, drive it deeper, and just continue the inward journey into the deepest experience of spaciousness I could, and just continue that practice for the next several minutes. And when I perceive it as time, I will come back and join with you in the next step of the practice. Using your breath and awareness, breathe ever more deeply into the heart center, a feeling sense of spaciousness, allowing it to cascade out on the out-breath, allowing any other feelings or thoughts that arise to simply cascade out with those waves of spaciousness emanating out from my heart. If you feel ready on the out-breath, you can drive your awareness deeper into the infinite seat of spaciousness within the heart on the out-breath as well. And continue this practice for the next several minutes. Thank you. imagining or sensing the infinite space within and around me. Allow your awareness to enter into the void of space, that empty of all phenomena. Simply move your awareness into a feeling or imaginal realm of emptiness, that which is empty of all phenomena. That place before all phenomena is born. Using your feeling or imaginal states, experience a sense of emptiness within and around you, letting all else go. Oh. from deep within the emptiness of space. Imagine within your experience a point of origin. From within that point of origin, there may extend a central axis moving up and below. But become aware of a central point of origin from within the emptiness of space arising from within your visceral experience. And notice or imagine where that is arising from within your own field of potential. Is that in the pit of the stomach, in the heart center, or some other place? Imagine a central point of origin of awareness. And from that point, slowly extend one at a time or simultaneously a reference point in the four directions, the four corners of the room, the four directions of north, south, east, and west. In some way, allow your awareness to orient to these four points of time and space around you. Sending energy and awareness out to anchor in each of these points of orientation. North, south, east, and west, however your awareness arises to do so. Notice if there is a central axis which wishes to arise from within this orientation to all time and space around you. And then slowly bring your awareness into that region which we will call the pit of the stomach, the solar plexus, back behind and slightly above the navel. Some of you may experience it slightly below the navel, that's fine. Draw your awareness deep into this area. And slowly imagine that from this point, a luminous sphere or cylinder of energy begins to arise. It's a luminous quality. It may be a sphere, a pillar, a cylinder. Just breathe into this space. Imagine that the solar principle is slowly arising from deep within the emptiness of space, and breathe into that point of origin. Ooh. activating this seed of solar principle. And slowly breathe out through the navel into the field of potential just a little ways in front of you. Just breathing into the field of potential. And imagine, sense, or manifest a luminous spherical or column of light there. Just in the sphere of influence in front of you, breathe from the solar plexus through the navel into the space of potential before you. Imagine or sense or manifest a sphere or column of light there. Continue doing so, breathing into it, activating and enlivening it with your own awareness. If it helps you to make slight humming sounds, soft toning, breathe into it, manifest with sound if that helps you. From this sphere or column before you, breathe again into the four directions or the four corners of the room, just anchoring this center post, orienting it to this time and place. Point to where your awareness chooses to and extend light into the four corners or four directions, creating an octahedron. I can ask you to join in toning with harmonies as we do this, using your own voice as it chooses, but toning into harmonies, creating sacred space contained within the entirety of this space here and now. Stand for a moment, if you can, in this central pillar of light in the center of the room. Just imagine what that must feel like. Extend your awareness to the four directions or the four corners and anchor a pillar of light in each of those directions. And then take a few moments to invoke or invite in those holy guides, teachers, and allies that you work with in your own way. You can use your voice, if you wish to, in a harmonious way with others in the room. Feeling into this central pillar of light, anchoring pillars of light in each of the four directions or corners. And then inviting in your guides and teachers, those known and unknown, to be with us today. Thank you. We invite you to rest for a few moments in silence in this sacred space we've created and intended, inviting in the holy guides, teachers, and allies, both known and unknown. Rest in this space and simply ask the question relevant to you. Why have I come? Why am I here? What is my work here to do? Here today and in this greater life, why am I here? What is my work here to do? In a sacred way, we ask. Simply rest in that for the next few moments. Blessings to all.